Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about faith for the journey, part 3, will be tonight. Praise the Lord. And I want us to consider this very important doctrine of our faith, which is faith. Our walk with God is called the faith. What it takes for us to walk with Him is called faith. Everything is about the faith. Praise the Lord. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. The scriptures, can I have it on my screen, please? Are very clear. Praise God. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Praise the Lord. And to knowledge what? Temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. Verse 7. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Praise the Lord. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We are talking about faith for the journey, part 3. Please take your seat. We have said that faith is expression of our trust in God. We've also said that faith is seeing things the way God sees it or sees them, and seeing things the way God has painted them to be. If you can see exactly what God is seeing, you can have it. Praise the Lord. Tonight, we are considering the fact that faith is important for our victory here on earth. Faith is actually our victory. The victory of the believer is your faith. We'll come to that scripture. So, faith is so important that the scriptures makes us understand that without faith, Christianity has nothing to offer. If there is no faith for the Christian, then the Christian is as ordinary as anyone on the face of the earth. But faith makes the Christian more than just an ordinary person, and makes Christianity not a religion, but a relationship that has so much power to affect things on the face of the earth. And I will say it and say it again. I'm not that old. I'm a very young man. You can see that my blood is very hot. But there is a tendency that says that once you are a young man, you don't need to pastor well the important issues of our faith. You should not pay attention to it. Your attention should be on some of the peripheral issues, because they serve the needs of the people. Christianity is more than that. Christianity has fundamentals. If you look through the Bible, you will see that Christianity is a handing over inheritance, a spiritual inheritance that is handed over to us. You know, Paul talking to Timothy says that the faith you have, your grandma handed it over to your mom, and your mom has handed it over to you. It's called the unfeigned faith, the common faith that we have. And as being handed over from one generation to another generation, the expectation is that It will not be diluted. It will not become inferior to what it's originally supposed to be. Now, because there's a lot of attention shifted from the focus of the church, or what the primary focus of the church is, you see that this original faith is there, and every other thing is becoming this faith. So typically, you meet a Christian, they know miracles, they don't know faith. You meet a Christian, they know prayer, they don't know faith. You meet a Christian, they know prophetic, they don't know faith. Even unbelievers know everything we have except our faith. One of the difficult things to try to, you know, transmit through the word of truth unto believers is faith, because it looks like once you have faith, you have to serve yourself. And this generation is not ready to serve itself. This generation is a fully dependent generation. We sublet contracts to people to build houses for us. We have house helps or domestic workers. Everything is somebody doing something for us. We just come and take the final product. And it is the same ideology that we have brought into our spiritual space, where people have to ride on the faith of their leaders, or the faith of their man of God, faith of their pastor, their prophet, faith of your mother or your father, or somebody who is prayerful. It works, but it works to a particular level. Are you here with me? There is a level and a season of your life that God expects you to have your own faith. He says that the just shall live by his faith in the Lord. Not just by faith, by your own faith. Jesus told the centurion that I have not seen any faith in Israel as yours. Told the woman with the issue of blood, your faith has made you whole. The leper, your faith has made you whole. We expect a lot of wholeness as we embark on this journey here on earth, but we really, really don't like the variable that would trigger that wholeness, which is your faith. Not just even faith, your own faith. Tell somebody your faith. So, every child of God must be interested. And if you're a young preacher, please, I will tell you that no matter how gifted you are, be interested in what God is interested in. Just be interested. When myself and my friends were following some of the prophets who were mentoring us, I was in Assemblies of God. A lot of my friends were nowhere to be found. They were in just a prophetic fellowship. But I'll go for the fellowship on Saturday. Sunday morning, I'm in church. When we go to church, the elders, they will sort us up. I was still there. Are you here with me? I found out that I went through new convert class. I was in Sunday school. I was in Aksu. I was in blah, blah, blah. You go to Sunday school. You go to church early. You have to join Sunday school. English youth. You got it. Adult English, whatever it is, you just, the thing is there. Now, I was prayerful, I am still prayerful. I was gifted, I am still gifted. My friends were prayerful, they were gifted, but they were never in church. And it's not every church that is a church. I'm telling you, if this church, what it offers you is the prophetic or the miraculous, it is not a church. Because the church, one, is the ground and the pillar of the truth. So the church is not a church because of the miraculous. The church is the church because of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, which can only be consolidated primarily by the truth of God's word. If God uses me to do miracles, glory be to God. But you cannot stay on that. If you are to stay on the miraculous, we will become Awoyo at some point. But we can stay on the truth of God's word. And everybody will grow into whatever God wants us to grow into. Is God talking to somebody now? So, it is important for us to, especially because we are young. Young ministers, if you are not careful, you pay more attention to the giftings you have. And by the time you know, like a lot of my friends, I can tell you boldly that 90% of my friends whom we started ministry were gifted. They are no longer in ministry. And it is not because devil took them out of ministry. It is because they did not have a foundation in the word in church. What has kept me by the grace of God is the word of God. What will keep you by the grace of God is the word of God. Charlie, edu baby, prayer will fail. Whatever will fail, it is only his word that will not fail. Are you here with me at all? So when we come and we teach demonology, we teach this, we teach that, we teach that, we teach that. We should teach the main thing that keeps people with Christ. Does that mean that those ones who are not important, they are, but they are small. Wow. Jesus, how many times do you see him teaching about demons? Small time. He's always talking about the word. Kingdom of God. Are you here? He's talking about faith. Charlie, because Peter, he can deny Jesus 3 times. The only thing keeping him around is because he still wants to see the word, which is Jesus Christ. He even left Jesus and went back into his fishing. But he couldn't continue with the fishing because the seed of his encounter with the word, which is the word personified in Christ, was still with him. People backslide today, and you ask them and say, oh, I have attended prophetic. Some of the people who are into occultism right now, they used to be assistants to prophets. One of my daughters was talking to me about a popular Awoyo priest on social media, Ajagraja, all of you know him. And she told me that she knew him from a prophetic church that she used to go and praying. He was assisting the prophet. You understand? I'm just telling you that, but he has clearly said that his faith is not the faith in Christ. But this is somebody who was assisting the prophet. There's one guy who has gone to be in the bush. Yeah, he used to be distant, but now he's a proper fetish priest. Certified. Fully. So we have to blend the Old Testament and African traditional religion and everything. I mean, this was, you can see that he's a deep prayer warrior. But he was introduced to things that did not have a proper foundation in Christ. So we can be in church and then by the time you know, you have landed in soul travel. Yeah, somewhere in somewhere trying to look for your ancient life. You know, from the ancestors. They should encounter you. Why? Because our focus is not with the primary things. I mean, if Jesus came right now, Pastor, and heard you preaching the thing you are preaching, will he be very proud that he heard you preaching the thing that you are preaching? And so, the church members have also gained an appetite that is a foreign appetite. An appetite that will not help you to grow, to be rooted in Christ. So every time you are looking for the next KFC, some shawarma somewhere, you are looking for Yarifa KFC, then you look for East Legon KFC, then when Chale Ukone Yatumuha, Chale Menche Mse Bakubi 24 hours, Bakubi Wanda, you are looking for it. Eish. So you move from pillar to pole. You are never satisfied. Every time you'll be looking for something new. The scriptures we read in the very first verse 5, he says that, and beside this, giving all diligence. See, there's a way to diligently walk with the Lord. giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. We'll come to this. Then when you go to the verse 8, it says that this diligent person is going to be very, very, very successful. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That simply means that you can be a Christian and be barren at the same time. A Christian and be unfruitful at the same time. Why? Because you have not imbibed into your system the right virtues, the right things. Now, watch that. It says, add to faith virtue. And then it talks about verse 6. It talks about all the additives. All the additives, he said, to and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and then godliness, and all of that. All these ones are the carry you are adding to the super stew. Ghana, every this is Maggi cube. Adding the Maggi cube, adding the curry, you're adding the whatever. All these are spices you add to the soup. Are you here with me at all? You are adding them to whatever you are cooking. It says that you can add all these things. But watch very carefully. It says, your diligence will give you success, which will make you fruitful and not unfruitful. You will not be barren. There are Christians who are barren. You are blunt. You don't receive supernatural intervention. Why? Because you have not been taught to position yourself in diligence spiritually. Be diligent. Bible says in St. Peter, it said, be sober and vigilant. So the diligent Christian is a sober, vigilant believer who is able to totally, you know, enforce their victory over the devil and the elements of this world, such that Satan doesn't have an authority over this person. And in this diligence, that will bring you success. Don't get tired on me. I'm pacing up small, small. In this diligence, that will bring you success. It says that the foundation of this diligent project you are building is called your faith. That's why in verse 5, it says that beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. That means that the faith is on ground already, and then you are adding to the faith. Please, you don't add faith to anything. You add everything to faith. What that means is that you are not going to add faith to your marriage. Yes, the faith must be on ground to make you assess that marital destiny. You add everything. He said, to faith, add marriage. Add your job. Are you here with me at all? To faith. Faith is the Venn diagram. It's the universal set. You are adding your union and your intercession and all your variables there. You are adding to that universal set. You add to that. The big stomach is called faith. That is what can be impregnable with the promises of God. Your patience is sponsored by the foundation of your faith. Psalm 11 verse 3 says that when the foundation is destroyed, the righteous can do that. There's a way that the righteous becomes, you know, incapacitated because the foundation is not right. And what makes you powerless, fruitless, barren is that you lack the foundation of faith that is required for you to build virtue, build patience, build knowledge, build marriage, build career, build your healing. You add everything to faith. Faith doesn't add to anything. That simply means that you should have your foundation of faith right. If it's not there, whatever you are building is collapsing already. I don't know if God is talking to somebody. It's dead on arrival. That's why when the faith is not there, you are not sure of the business. When the faith is not there, you are not sure of the childbirth. When the faith is not there, you are not sure of the next level of your career. You are just doing like this, like that. Because the foundation is not there. You are hanging in there. May you never hang in there. That amen is not strong at all. So faith is the baseline that leads you to the fulfillment of your destiny here on earth. That is the foundation. And this foundation is important because in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, let's see how important it is. This foundation of faith, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. To please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. First of all, he exists. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently what? Seek him. Have you seen the word diligence again here? Are you seeing it? I'm not in a rush. Are you seeing it? Now, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That is, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Simply means that it is difficult to walk with God if you don't have faith. Difficult. Why? John 4:24, because God is a spirit. Robert, sit here. God is what? Spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in what? In truth. I think our generation, we have taken only the spirit part. And we have left the truth. But there must be balance. You will not be able to walk with God properly. Enoch walked with God. You won't be, your walk with God, it will be basa basa walk. It will be basa. You become light. Demons will be doing you totas. God, I beg. Why? Because you lack faith, which is required for you to please God. That simply means that your walk with God is not defined from your perspective. It's defined from his perspective. That is why he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Please God means that he's an accountability officer. It means that he has the standard and you have to meet that standard. What makes you meet that standard is your faith in God. So faith is what makes you position yourself so that you bring yourself into good light based on the redemptive work Christ has done. That's why yesterday I told you that faith will make you see exactly what God sees of you, sees about you. Are you here with me at all? You will not see your background. You will not see your job, your career, your certificate. You will see who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ. So if you lack faith, you see that you'll be doing works. I'm an usher. God doesn't see you. It has to be, everything you are doing has to be by faith. Hello? Are we going somewhere? So, many people think they are walking with God, and the assessment before God is that, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? And this faith is defined with what boundaries? Within the remit of the word of God. So, faith is what makes you know that, oh, I am pleasing in the sight of God. And yet, when something happens to me, I say, I don't even know what I have done. Or am I not praying enough? Oh, blah, blah, blah. It simply tells you that you don't have the right perspective of the faith that you are supposed to have. That's why you are questioning it. That's why you are questioning it. I don't know. And now, Pastor, my enya me boni ana. That's funny. It's a sign that faith, you know, the nine was so was so. It's not standing well. So it says that it is impossible to please God. Please, what makes it impossible for man to relate with God is when you lack this thing called faith. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. I mean, just imagine that some people think they are serving God, but they have not come to that place of faith that he's alive, that he is. So to some people, God is some image somewhere. God is an object somewhere. When you ask them, where is heaven? They point up, and by the time you know, they are in Australia. But faith is what makes God very active inside of you. Active in your spirit. When they ask you, where is God? You have to point to your body. Because he is living right inside of me. He's not living in the air. He's not living in some... So are you here with me at all? He's greater, you see, that is in you and I. But this faith is what makes you come to the realization that he's not dead. We don't serve a dead God. How do you know? By faith. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How do you know? By faith. If you say he's a miracle working God, how do you know? It is this your faith in Christ that makes the reality available to your spirit, transmitted to your mind. It makes you live in that realm where now, in that realm, you now begin to see this living God as a rewarder of them that walk with him by faith. A rewarder. So all the rewards of faith, you are going to lose them simply because you don't have the faith. Or if you have it too, you don't have the right perspective about this faith. So you can see that the trophy is on the table, but somebody cannot pick it because they lack the hands. They lack the faith to take it. Those of you that always say that, me do heaven, I may be saying, I may know. Please write all your questions. Because when you get to heaven and you ask God, God will show you how the water was on the table and you did not have the eyes of faith to see, the hands of faith to pick. He never denied us anything. Bible says that he will not withhold any good thing from the righteous. It's faith that brings you to your reward. Brings you to that place. Add to your faith. Add your career to your faith. You can't take your career out of your faith. Your faith must be controlling your career. So that you can stand in faith and spark the career from one corner. Promotion. Spark your business. The unbelievers, they do it. They know what they are standing on. So when it's not going well, they go and stand on that thing and spark it. It connects them to this Lord who is alive. How do you know that God is alive? It's not based on what he's doing in other people's lives. So it's based on the faith you have in him that makes him alive in your heart. Yes. When Mary saw that Jesus had resurrected, he had encountered him. He ran and went and told the disciples. They said, no. We are not taking it that you are telling us. If we have not encountered him, we don't understand what you are talking about. He has to be alive to you. If faith doesn't grow, God forbid, when sickness comes, you will be waiting for some external power be to come and heal you. Be, are you here with me at all? Because your faith has not built the capacity in you for you to feel how God is alive inside of you. You always be looking for something external. And there is nothing external coming. Because everything in redemption is already... The Bible says that the Lord, he is pleased to dwell fully in us. Fully. That simply means that he's come to dwell in us. And we have become partakers of his divine nature. So we have become one with him. Everything he has is already in us. So the real prayer to pray when you are praying for the anointing, it's not even like to pray that God anoint me. It's to rather to pray by faith that, Father, I activate the anointing inside of me. Because the anointed one is already living inside of you. So you rather pray for the activation of the anointing that is already inside of you. But because you are now tenemasu asinti, one more technical prayer cry. Fine. Because it's by faith. Yamina tiase. Akulani di osua na ma me tiase se. This time in okomede no. In sukomede no. Wa pupu. All of, do you understand? Yeah. That's why it's not boring you with technicalities, legalities. It says by faith. Believe. Tell somebody believe. Believe. I can't hear you at all. Say believe, believe. Believe. Tell somebody you need to have faith. Oh. You need to have faith. Faith just activates his divine nature in us. So by this faith, you are now walking with a supernatural being. Who has given his nature to you? How do you receive that supernatural nature? By faith. That is the bridge between you and him. Is faith. That now transfer. Just look at it like a tube. That has a reverse reaction. Christ said, I am in you and you are in me. And the faith is that tube that is now pouring all of God's nature in you and all of you in God. We are subsumed in him so that now we can flow based on his divine nature in us. So my mother gave birth to me with all my natural capabilities, abilities and all of that. All these ones, they have their limit. But having Christ now elevates you to a supernatural level. Where now you have the nature of a supernatural being. So you should be able to do the things that that supernatural being allows you to do. And have the things that the supernatural being allows you to have. Are you here? It is faith that puts you in that realm. A clear example is the 12 spies. 10 of them didn't have faith. 2 of them had faith. And the 2 that had faith, Caleb and Joshua, Bible said they had another spirit. The difference between you and whoever is in your house, in your workplace, is that faith that you have. It's another spirit that sees giant as bread. When you don't have it, you see yourself as a grasshopper before a giant. But when you have it, you see the giant as bread. You see a lot of prayer giants failing gargantuanly. But hardly do you see a giant of faith failing. Because faith is the victory. It's not in the number of bad things that happen to you or whatever. It is in how much you are willing to operate your faith in God until the good report comes. Until. Because you see that all these people in the Hall of Fame of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. In fact, their faith is an expression, or their victory is an expression of their faith. Let me say it like that. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Testimony. How? By faith. If you are a Christian, it is great to have intelligence, strategy, and all of that. But you are going to obtain your good report by what? I can't hear you. By what? Have you seen that there are now in Ghana, as we are getting opened and all of that, there are many cars on the road. Many cars on the road. Some are operated by diesel. Some are operated by what? Petrol. Some are even operating by LPG gas. But in even a more recent time, some are bringing a lot of the Chinese cars to Ghana. Some are operating, you know, as electric cars, electric vehicles. I want to ask you, we are all cars on the road, using the same road. We are all vehicles. What is really operating you? What is operating? You can see that some people, what is operating them is increasing the cost. Their cost of living. Diesel, petrol, LPG gas, and now we have the electric cars. What is really, really operating you? We are all cars, so we are all human beings going to work, but we are being operated by different systems. If we're Christian, the system operating you is called faith. 1 John 5:4, it says that, my little children, please give me 1 John 5:4. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Write the scripture. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Don't you want to know the victory that overcometh the world? You are in this world. You don't want to know what overcomes this world. I'm showing you from God's perspective. This is what overcomes the world. Not your prayer first. What overcomes the world is not your intelligence first. This is the victory. It didn't say this is a victory. The victory. This is the victory. Not your money. Not your career. This is the say there is definite. This is the victory that overcomes the lamb in your body. This is the victory that overcometh cancer. So that when you hear cancer, you will not die before cancer even starts. This is the victory. When you have this victory, you can have leakage in your body, but you are still running. Injured, but still running. Because by faith, you are able to overcome whatever is killing people here on earth. Victory. This is your faith is your supernatural shock absorber. What is killing people cannot kill you because faith helps you to absorb it and keep running on the energy of God. I'm preaching here right now. My God. When you see a prophet whose confidence is in their prayer life. Prayer. It should be faith first though. Faith, you add your prayer to your faith. You pray amiss, Bia. You pray and you'll be depressed. Prayer pressed, well. Prayer depressed. Why? Because at the end, you know, some people they go to hospital and they say that between your joint, in between your joint, there's supposed to be a cushion there. What do you know? A deteriorated, you know, it's bone to bone. The utiawa na engage ya. Oh, say, it'll be also unfair, but inside, you know, there's a lot of discomfort inside because the shock absorber is gone. Oh, sorry, I was sorry by formula. To tune the tatawa on panel, so you rise. You sit on the bed, take time, small 1 minute to be, and then put your leg down, and then and you are a young boy, young girl, and just wait for so and so and say to do boko before you find your level. But when you have shock, I mean, sometimes I'm going to drive and driving the children to school. After 3 minutes, they will close the gate, and I see cars driving boko small portals there. I'm going because my car has good shock absorbers. It's like that. When you don't have good shock absorbers, you are swerving small portals. But that's why it's gliding. Say gliding. I can't hear you at all. Say gliding. This is the victory. We will all be hit by the same thing, but some have a cushioning from their faith and others don't have it. And woe unto you when he's using victory here, because there is a fight, there is a battle. That's what the Bible says, that fight the good fight of what? Everything trying you is a trial of your faith. The sickness is a test of your faith. When your faith fails you, you will not get the victory. You need to have the faith before the fight comes. This is the victory. That simply means that it doesn't matter how powerful whatever has risen against you is. If you have this faith on ground, here on earth, you will overcome. This is the victory that overcomes poverty. Is the victory that overcomes barrenness. Is the victory that overcomes sicknesses. It overcomes death. Devil is saying, I will kill you. Faith says, mbam. Say, you would take the shield of faith. Ephesians 6:16. You would take the shield of faith. By this, you'll be able to withstand. Kapala, above all, taking the shield of what? I can't hear you. Taking what? Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the arrows, fiery darts of the wicked one. Have you seen the game called that? There's a target there. That people, they are more than archers. There is a small red in the middle. And you are there. They do it distance by distance. From closer to far. Scottish are very good at it. It's just, it's margins. Some people just miss it small. But some people, they're always hitting the target spot. He's saying that devil is shooting his darts. It simply means that devil is a target hitter. But when you have faith, you have a shield. Are you here with me at all? So it does not, you see, faith does not say, devil, stop what you are doing. The shield says that, keep doing what you are doing, but I'm moving forward unaffected. So it is the shield of faith that makes you keep moving without recognizing the activities or putting an important weight on the activities of the devil, because no matter how many he throws, your shield is there to put them down. This same that you'll be shooting it at somebody who doesn't have the shield. Just imagine what will be happening to that person. But because you have the faith, you say, bring it on. I didn't think I will go. Paul said, I will go. No need to fear. They say you will die. He said, no. We have a shield. And the shield does not mean that snakes will not bite us. But because of the shield of faith, when snake bites, we don't die. There's a shield, there's an internalized shield. Are you here at all? That has the capacity to spit out the poison. He said, the witches, sometimes the prophecy will come through me. You yourself will see the vision. That they are finishing you. And so when you wake up and you say in the name of Jesus, yeah, that thing that makes you say in the name of Jesus, the difference between one person from another person is that one will be doing it out of fear and anxiety, but another will be doing it from a revelation of faith. A revelation of faith that says that, hey, rekopatalaya, I am indestructible because my life is hid in Christ. I am seated far above principalities and powers. It's an abomination. This is sacrilegious. No one can chirawa. Man fam faha. Ayokwan. Hey. Because of the shield. He just turned and said, I take authority in the name of Jesus. He said, we overcome all. We what? Overcome does not mean that nothing is happening. It means that everything is happening, but you have what it takes to dominate. Psalm 110, I think verse number 2 and 3. Let's read that one and see. Look at the scripture. Psalm 110, verse 2 and 3. Look at that, please. It says that the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. And that rod shall say, thou rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Rule thou. Not in the absence of your enemies. The table God is setting before you, it shall be in the presence of your enemies. But faith refuses to recognize them. It refuses to recognize their effect. Are you here with me at all? Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. That means that you are not looking for friends to rule. You are not looking for comfort zone to rule. In the realm of hostility, you are still ruling because you have something inside you called faith. Faith in Christ. It makes you a danger to whatever is endangering your life. You are coming out, they say the guy is not correct. That's why in your workplace they will say you are a wizard.
You are a witch. Because when people cannot decode you, they think that you went to the Baba of the Ababa. They don't know that you are seated far above what? Principalities and what? Powers.
This faith cometh by hearing. Romans 10, 17. Faith cometh by hearing. Brethren, if there is anything we should be preaching more in church, is faith. Something that comes, it can go. Something that comes, it can what? Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. When you hear what, who God has made you, what he has given you, you see that your gender is nothing to worry about. They can set off in their house that we are going to deal with the girl. But when you know who you are in Christ, by the time they will reach where you are for the decision making, you will see that there is a God in heaven who rules in the affairs of men. Never disadvantage. Faith. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Faith cometh. So you need to be in service like this. As for this world, we really don't know what will hit us. But we have faith. We have the victory with us. Hello? Thank God, God did not give the key to your victory to another person. Says that you yourself, you can handle the key yourself. My faith. Say, my faith shall make me whole. Say, my faith. I can't hear you say, I have the key to my victory here on earth. It's not in the hands of pastor, the prophet, my mother or my father. It's not in anybody's hands. It's in my own hands. Look at what the woman of issue of blood did. She, from her house, she was sick, bleeding. She carried her faith. He said, if I will live here and go to where Jesus is and touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. He carried, I will be healed from the house to the church. He carried the solution from the, before she got to the hospital, the crusade, she was already carrying, I will be healed. The key was in her hands. The solution of her healing, she declared it in her house before she started a journey. I call it a 3D. She made a decision, she covered a distance, and then she pressed through with determination. Decision, distance, determination. I preached that message when I was going to SS1. Calculate backwards. Using allegories. You can't come to church and be looking for solution. When you have faith, you carry your own solution from the house to the church. Carry your solution from the house. Are you here with me at all? This is the result I want. I want twins. I want a man who is not the BWBA. Listen. Open your mouth wide and what? I'll feel it. He didn't say, I will throw it when it's coming, then you will open your mouth. You know. Open your mouth wide from wherever you are coming. Everything is in your mouth. But when you have faith, you express it by what you say. You express Aish Kalima Lokosatata. Is this 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13? 4:13, that says that they believe they spoke. We to Kemaro Sokrataka. This faith, as I'm preaching, is coming. It's what? Come on now. It's what? Please give me 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 4:13. I can hear you. Okay. According as it is what? I believed, and therefore have I what? Spoken. We also believe, and therefore we what? When you have faith, you say it. Oh, your destiny is in your mouth. Can you tell somebody now? Your destiny is in your mouth. I'm the next deputy director. I'm the next director. Like they believe they spoke. We also believe, therefore we what? If the faith that is not expressive is not powerful. God the creator, he was so expressive. Let there be light. No shadow of doubt in his head. That when he said, let there be light, light was going to appear. In fact, if you go to the original Hebrew, he said, light appeared.
It's a decree. Job says that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Tell somebody, learn how to decree based on your faith. Say something, get something. Mark 11:24. If you shall say to this mountain, you shall say. I can't hear you say. Tell somebody, say. So all of you say you have faith and your mouth is shut. You don't mean business. The faith you have inculcated in your heart, the way you transact supernaturally with it is that you keep saying. And sometimes when the mountain is moving, it moves small. In geography, they call it plate tectonics. It just moves small. Oh, I see. A movie kakra. You are saying when it's moving, sometimes it's not visibly evident, but it's moving. Are you here with me at all? But keep saying it. By the time you know, the whole place has become a plane. By the time you know, say it and give it time. Say it and do it. I'm feeling this. Somebody's favor has been activated in heaven already. Zokala Makuta Paraya. The fact that you are not seeing an instantaneous evidence does not mean that faith is not working. Keep saying it. Keep what? Keep saying it. This conference, we should call it Keep Saying It. Keep saying it. Charlie, sometimes the sisters, when you go and toast them for the first time, they'll bounce you. But go again. This time around, when you are going, dress well, perfume yourself well, and look like something, because they always have a taste of something they want. A man will just look like what they are. Kai, just look like what their picture is featuring. By the time you know, your pocket will not be an issue again. It's like the guy, no, he has a future. Keep saying it. I love you, baby. I capture you by faith. The local patahaya. Go, he says, I'm going to be determined by faith. When I was going to propose to my girlfriend, I went away having a simple, friendly conversation. I said, this English, what is the translation? I love you. Then he said, middle. So you have said it. You have said it. I said, at the mouth or two, a case is what? Established. And then not here. By faith, oh, I went to collect it. Yes, I see you collecting your cars by faith. Collecting your houses by faith. Your children by faith. Collecting your healing by faith. May you collect a great future by faith. Shout yes! Semele kopatakaya. E kopata labahasa. Shoklapata. Shekwala pata. My God. Say, my faith is alive. One more time. Say, my faith is active. Alive and working. One more time. Say, my faith is active, alive and working. Say, stand on your feet right now. I don't know what is on your heart, but you have to say it. I can't say it for you. You gotta say it for yourself. You have to say it. Say it. Say it. Hey, say, I am above only, never beneath. I am the head and not the tail. Ayeko paradada. Say, I'm above principalities and powers. There is no dart of hell reaching me. No arrow of destruction coming to me. Say, my case is a different case, full of testimonies. Whatever I'm seeing today, I emboss my expectation of God's goodness over every negativity right now. Say, I am more than what I am seeing right now. I don't know who God is talking to. Hey! He said, ye are gods. Don't die like me, amen. I will lend to nations and I will borrow from none. Say, I will lend, I will lend. That appointment letter is already there. No man born of a woman can disapprove what God has approved. Though the vision may tarry. Wait for it. As you are waiting, you are talking. What do you talk? You speak your faith. Are you here with me at all? He said they put them in lions den, but they never stopped talking. We cannot be devoured. Did he say you will never find yourself in the lion's den? No, they put them in the burning furnace, but they said, we know our God. He is able to deliver us. We will continue to tap into the abilities of our God. Why are you looking powerless when Christ is in you? You have faith in Christ. You are already walking in favor. Why are we preaching this? Because God said he has already designed this year with favor for us. And by faith, you are taking the rewards of that favor. This year, the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Yeah, I am favored. I am the one the Lord has blessed. Wherever I enter, the best of the place will come to me. The best men will come to me. The men of substance will favor me. Are you here at all? I cannot look miserable. When you see any negativity around you, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. When you activate your faith, that thing is already dead. The fig tree, Jesus spoke to the fig tree by faith. He said, you will not bear fruit again. The fig tree was standing there green, but it was dead. When you speak, refuse to see things with natural eyes. Bible said the next round, when they were coming, the disciples saw that, enye duyana Yesu ka se wo ya pon we juma na nya nu ni. Don't be speaking by faith and you are doing one touch. A touch. You have to know that the Bible said that it was dead from the root. Dead from the root means that you can still be having the abdominal pains, but your faith should tell you that Adiano Awita. Awita is with the. Are you here with me at all? You are not ordinary. No. When we tell demons that get out, it's not because we have prayed 10 hours. No. It's because we already have Jesus in us. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And his word has said that we will cast out devils. So when we come in our identity as Christians that have Christ in us, by faith we speak to it. Look, if any demon has a problem with you, they should go and talk to the devil. Because demons don't mark the script of children of God. Your script is marked by Jesus. Because you are walking in his righteousness. Are you here with me at all? No demon has the ability to question you. Are you sure you are here? The only person who has the ability to question you is Christ himself. Who are you to condemn another person's servant? Francis, same Jesus in that way. I mean, I know there's a place for the priest, but you are a priest as well in your own right. Would you Gina offers na catch up on some so whoop what? Oh boy, I have Christ in me. This contract is mine, it's mine. Nobody is using juju to overtake me. It's mine, is what? It's mine. Every barrier will be left. Mashoka patala bahasa. Please, Sarah, come here. Right. I don't understand why you're hiding in that corner. Don't make the ministry difficult for me. Lift your hands, bless the Lord. Just follow, sir, the way the forebears have done it. Lift your hands. Prophesy, prophesy. This year my lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Some five things you want to prophesy. This month of February, the favor of the Lord is activated upon me. In my life, my money is released. My career is released. The hand of the Lord is released upon my business. Come on, raise your voice. Prophesy. Speak. Speak. Shokapare kotosa. Ishe. Victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. You are victorious. Whatever is on the table for you is already in your hands in the name of Jesus. By the special grace of God in the name of Jesus, whatever God has put on his table for you, receive it in the name of Jesus. May doors open for you in the wilderness. May water come out of the rock for you. May the wilderness produce testimonies for you. May no doubt of the enemy hit you as a target. They will not even see you. They will not even touch you. They cannot reach you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see doors open unto you. I see you walking majestically into your open doors. Anybody in contention with you, I see the Lord displacing them and opening the doors for you. God has opened a door for you. He has opened a way for you. No man can shut it. He has raised the bar for you. No one will bring it down. Whatever was not going well, let it be made smooth in the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord that the miracle is in your hand. Raise your hand and thank him. Father, I thank you that I already have it in my hand. And it is here on time. It's here on time. It's here on time. It's here on time. The miracle is here on time. It's here on time. The miracle is here on time. Shekola paragadedes. Itele meregadedoros. Ishaleke peregadedes. Eleko paradegadorose. Shendele melekelebete. Eleko para solibrea. Isora baba. Sanda nabada. Atalabada gadabadadas. Thank you, Father. Somebody say, I have it. There is no argument about it. There is no contestations about it. Come on, I can't hear you say, I have it. I can see it in my hand right now. It's in my life. Give the Lord a big clap offering here. Hallelujah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.